In our gospel for today, we hear Jesus ask the Father that all may be one. In this, Jesus is asking for unity, unity among his followers. Jesus knows that when he goes to his passion and whatever he knew of the resurrection, that there could be discord among his disciples. His apostles could go separate ways and act not in union, even with the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. This could happen. And of course, we see that there was division in the church. We look back at our history of 2,000 years and see division within our ranks. But it did not immediately happen. For our time, this reflection on being one brings us to a lot of questions. Let's look at one today. The question of unity within the Catholic faith. Even within a single parish, there are those who identify themselves as being part of a certain community and not as being part of another community. Whether that community has liturgical differences, whether it is having music or not having music at Mass, the kind of music, the kind of songs, the charism of the particular Mass, or it could be separation by languages. Whether that Mass is done in English, in Spanish, in French, in Korean, or in Latin. I've been at Mass in all those languages. There can also be divisions of people who want different styles of liturgy. This division of members of the same faith, this sense of division, is not one that we should have. We should not say to each other, this is better than all the others. This is the only way to be. A few weeks ago, when I was assisting at confirmations at our parish, as I often do when I'm at Mass, I looked up at the balcony. I liked to sit in that balcony as a child and even as a young adult. Yet that Sunday, I reflected that the man I was sitting next to, our Cardinal Archbishop, would have only been allowed to sit in the balcony when he was born, had he been born in D.C. rather than Chicago. Archbishop Patrick O'Boyle, the first resident Archbishop of Washington, changed that segregation in our local parishes in the District of Columbia when he took over in 1948. In our city, segregation had infected the Catholic Church in the Archdiocese, for until 1948, Black Catholics were not allowed to sit in the congregation downstairs. 75 years ago, we would not have been able to sit together. Thankfully, that changed decades ago, even though the city was slow to follow our local church into segregation. Worshiping with fellow Catholics of all races and ethnic origins should be natural to us. Giving thanks to God in the liturgy in multiple languages, or praying in different ways, should not seem alien to us. Yet even within our church, there are those who think that one Mass is better than another, who think that one ethnic group is better than another, or who are upset that members of their parish worship in languages other than what they do. This sinfulness is exactly what Jesus was praying not to happen, and so we should think about how we can bridge those divisions. It does not mean that we must become fluent in other languages, become fluent in all languages, but we must be comfortable with people worshiping God in languages other than those languages which we speak. We must be comfortable with people giving thanks in the liturgy in different ways than what we are comfortable with. It means that when we come together, we should come together as one, no matter the circumstances. No one should feel that they are not welcome at Mass. Yet sometimes we fall into sin and division and want to exclude others because of some difference that may exist between us. This is not Christian. We should reflect not only on today's gospel, when Jesus prays that his followers be one, but also on this Sunday's readings at the Pentecost, when we hear about the Holy Spirit bridging differences in languages. When Jesus prayed to the Father that he wishes all of us, his followers, to be one, the Holy Spirit was the answer. Veni Sancti Spiritus. Come, Holy Spirit, however we say it. Amen.